Jane Houston, a returning candidate, has served 6 years on the City Council Committee and over 10 years with city commissions, nonprofit associations, and boards in the city of San Marcos. With her experience and passion for her hometown, she believes she has what it takes to continue to grow and beautify this town.
I drive a different way. I drive through a neighborhood to see, well, how's that road construction coming along over here? Or I'll drive through a neighborhood and go, we need some road construction over here. And so I try to take different routes just to learn more about the town that I live in. And I've been doing that for probably 20 years. You learn some cool stuff driving on different roads.
Houston says she is used to spending a lot of time outside of her regular 40-hour work week on other projects trying to help people while doing some good for her community. While comparing Houston to her opponent, Wayne Bishak, Houston has spent 6 years in city council when Bishak only has three.
He was not on Planning and Zoning Commission. I have over 6 years' experience with the Planning and Zoning Commissions, and I'm on the Planning and Zoning Commission now. I've also served on other city boards and commissions. I was on the Ethics Review Commission, the Women's Commission, and just a number of other boards and commissions.
One of the attractions the city has to offer is the beautiful San Marcos River. Houston believes that it is incredibly important to preserve the river, and that is why so many people come, stay, or vacation in the city.
So we have to preserve our river. We have to preserve our environment. Think of how many streets you drive down in San Marcos that are beautifully tree-lined.
A big concern that Houston has for the city of San Marcos and its environment is making sure that we balance new development while preserving the environment. Houston explains that we are in an environmental sensitive area and that some of the city is over the Edwards Recharge, better known as the Edwards Aquifer, a water source that many people draw their water from. Jane Houston, once as chair of the Citizens Advisory Committee, along with its members, have a plan in action called the Preferred Scenario Map. And what it does is that it designates currently what is high density, medium density, and what they've also identified as San Marcos preferred growth areas.
For example, one of them is near the high school. Because that's east of the interstate, we don't have as much of the environmental concerns because it's not over the recharge area of the Edwards Aquifer, and a lot of it is flat, which means it's easier to build on. And so we've identified some preferred growth areas, employment centers, and housing, and that's what we're looking for. And we want to see people going into those preferred growth areas.
Houston also explains that the map can be amended.
If somebody were to come in and say, you know, this big piece of flat land, it's not identified as a preferred growth area, but we'd like to come in and bring 500 jobs. I think we could probably amend that map, as long as it's not, you know, a detrimental effect to anyone who's already out there.
Houston says that she'd like to see big corporations come in with full-time job opportunities, with reasonable pay, with benefits that can be filled with residents. With that being said, Houston believes that everything in life should be a balance, that we need large businesses as well as small local businesses.
We have large businesses in town, which are great because that means they employ a lot of people, generally. The university is a huge employer in San Marcos, HEB Warehouse, BF Goodrich, CFAN, Thurman, Mincer, a number of corporations that we have here. But small business is really the backbone of our nation. It's your coffee shops like this one. It's your dry cleaners. It's the produce stand, in addition to the grocery store. And so you need small business, and small business is generally what's going to make a town unique.
Houston hopes that with the help of your vote, she can help the city of San Marcos grow, providing the city with companies for more job opportunities while still preserving our environment. Houston also wants our community to show why we would be a great place to live, including what the skill sets of our residents and also the quality of life we have, including our river and the environment in which we live. Early voting starts October 20th and ends October 31st. With KTSW News, I'm Marissa Castro.